Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Lynch, and this is episode number 182. Today's episode is titled, How About a Drink? Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
You may have heard the recommendation that you should drink 8 glasses of water per day. Drink more or follow your doctor's advice and take an oral rehydration solution. If you are doing an activity that makes you sweat, you will need to drink additional water to replace the fluid lost. Most healthy people can maintain their water intake by drinking water and other fluids anytime they get thirsty. Drinking too much water is rarely an issue for healthy, well-nourished adults. When you drink too much water, your kidneys cannot dispose of excess water. Knowing more about how your body needs liquids can help you gauge how much water you should be drinking every day. About 20% of daily fluids typically come from food, while the rest comes from beverages. Whether taking shots or ordering drinks, you are going to drink in 1.5 fluid ounce increments. In the US, one standard drink contains 0.6 ounces of pure alcohol. Each beverage depicted above represents one standard drink, defined in the US as any drink that contains 0.6 ounces or 14 grams of pure alcohol. The following images are meant to provide an idea of what the appearance of a single drink looks like in different types of beverages. An alcoholic mixed drink containing two or more ingredients is called a cocktail. When ordering a mixed drink, the quantity of alcohol in it will be measured in shots. While these are the standard definitions of a drink, if the amount of alcohol is not measured correctly, then the alcohol content of a drink may vary. How much, and how frequently, and how quickly, someone drinks can be classified in varying degrees. Non-alcoholic beverages generally refer to drinks which normally would have contained alcohol, such as beer, wine, and cocktails, but are made with a concentration of alcohol of sufficient low by volume. The category includes drinks that have undergone a process to remove alcohol, such as alcohol-free beer and wine with no alcohol. A non-alcoholic beverage includes beer with less alcohol, non-alcoholic wines, and apple cider. As long as the alcohol content in low-alcohol beers is sufficiently low in volume. The term wine may also refer to a beverage made from fermented or fortified starch with high alcohol content, such as a barley wine, wangju, or sake. The term beverage is in theory neutral, but is frequently used in ways that imply an alcohol content. A drink, which is either on the rocks or ordered with an over, is a drink with ice. If you order on the rocks straight, you are getting one that has no ice in it, and in a glass. Say short if you would like the drink served in a shorter glass or in a rocks glass. You may also say you want your drink served in a long glass if you want it served tall. If you are working at a bar or restaurant, where customers may purchase drinks from you and expect you to consume the drinks in front of them, there may be another code word for an alcohol-free beverage at your establishment that you can say while ordering. So that you are not forced to consume alcohol in front of customers when you are working. For instance, drink servers may offer drinks that contain more or less alcohol. Those who mix energy drinks into their booze can tend to be problem makers. Regular sodas, energy drinks, or sports drinks, as well as other sweet drinks, typically have lots of added sugar, potentially providing more calories than necessary. One serving of alcohol averages between 100-150 calories, so even moderate amounts from 3 drinks per day may add up to more than 300 calories. If you do decide to drink, it is important that it is just a moderate amount. Remember, it is always healthier to have fewer drinks than more. If you are a man without a history of alcoholism and you are at moderate or high risk of heart disease, then having one alcoholic beverage every day may lower your risk. If you are a woman with no history of alcoholism who is at moderate to high risk for heart disease, the possible benefits of a daily drink should be balanced against a slight increased risk for breast cancer. For a pregnant woman and her unborn baby, recovering alcoholic, someone with liver disease, and someone taking one or more medications that interact with alcohol, moderate drinking offers few benefits and significant risks. When you are concerned about someone you love drinking to excess, it may be difficult to know what to do. You might not know what to say, or how the person you love would respond if you brought this
up. Explain how their drinking is likely to impact their health, and how they are going to keep getting hurt. Drinking is a ubiquitous part of our culture, and although it is easy to stay stuck in a habit with drinks that you are familiar with,
you might be interested in learning more about it. It is important to know what you are drinking, and understand that one beer or one cocktail might not be equivalent to one standard drink. For instance, having small amounts of alcohol, or cups of hot milk, can be said to encourage good night's sleep. Caffeinated drinks, like coffee and soda, can also help with daily water consumption. In the Nurses' Health Study 2, for instance, among women who had one or more alcoholic drinks per day, those with the highest levels of this B vitamin in their blood were 90% less likely to have breast cancer than those with the lowest levels. The most definitive way to study alcohol's effects on heart disease would be a big trial, where some volunteers are randomly assigned to drink one or more alcoholic drinks per day, while others are given drinks that look, taste, and smell like alcohol, but are not really alcoholic.
Thank you all for joining us again on Podka. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.